Welcome to Branch Pod, where we believe that growing a relationship with Jesus Christ is about your everyday, not just your Sunday. I'm your host, Christina Bontrager, and for the next 13 weeks, we'll be diving deeper into our Sunday series through the book of Esther, through a variety of interviews, reflections, spiritual practices, and stories to help us bring the book to life outside of Sunday mornings. This week, Pastor Zach returns to the podcast to guide us through a spiritual practice called Examine.
Hey everybody, Pastor Zach here again with another helpful tool for your prayer life. As you may know, prayer is a way that we practice experiencing the presence of God. And there are many different ways of praying. Many of us are already familiar with the more conversational ways of praying. You know, talking to God, asking Him for blessings or for protection, looking to Him for guidance. But there are other ways of praying that many of us are less familiar with. These are prayers that are more internally focused, aiming to shape us and form us into the people that God calls us to be. And I just wanted to take a moment today to share one of those with you. The prayer of Examine is an old tradition of prayer that is used as a tool of reflection, self-examination, and practicing gratitude. Developed by Saint Ignatius of Loyola over 500 years ago, this prayerful practice uses our memories of the day, and it is intended to help us identify God at work in our everyday lives. It's most commonly practiced in the evening hours, but any other time of day is also appropriate. Throughout our series in the book of Esther, we've continuously drawn back to the theme that God's absence points to His providence. And through the practice of Examine, we can help cultivate and shape our awareness to see God at work in our ordinary moments, in simple and subtle ways. There will be four steps to our prayer of Examine today. First, we will acknowledge our awareness of God's presence. Second, we will review the day in a spirit of gratitude. And if you're listening to this in the evening, you can think back to this morning. But you can practice this at any time of day just by choosing instead to reflect on the last 24 hours. Third, we will recognize a moment where we experienced frustration or loneliness or anything that you might consider as less than your best self. Any moment where you felt far away from God. And finally, we will look ahead to tomorrow with hope. And so now, with the how of it out of the way, I'd like to take some time to guide all of us through this prayer. If you're driving, it's okay to skip this next part, safety first. But if you are able, I want to invite you to take a moment and bow your head. Close your eyes and lift your hands out in front of you as though you're preparing to receive a gift. This is just one way of allowing our posture of our bodies to reflect the posture of our hearts as we invite God to open up our awareness to His presence. Take a deep breath and know that you are in the presence of God. God has been with you since the very beginning of your day, in every detail. He has been with you each day of your whole life. And as you begin to look back on the day that you've had, ask the Holy Spirit to shine the light that will clear your vision so that you might see what God wants you to see. In the words of Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8, where could I go to get away from your spirit? Where could I go to escape your presence? If I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I went down in the grave, you would be there too. Every moment is a gift from God. Be thankful for all of it, even the smallest of things. A patch of blue sky, the music in your headphones, a smile from a stranger. Allow gratitude to draw you into the fullness of your life. The first two verses of Psalm 9 declare, I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will talk about all your wonderful acts. I will celebrate and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. As you consider the day, reflect honestly on the moments that you felt out of tune with God. Something you said, a missed opportunity, some way that you wish you had acted differently. For what do you need forgiveness? Do you need to make things right with someone else? Look at your shortcomings and allow God to heal them. In the words of Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me in a willing spirit. As we come to the close of the day, look ahead to tomorrow. What are you looking forward to? And what concerns you? Ask for God's help in the future to open your eyes, your ears, and your heart to see where God is working. Remember that God will be present tomorrow in things large and small, guiding you toward fullness in your life. As we conclude this prayer of examine, remember this promise from Psalm 121. I raise my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will protect you on your journeys, whether coming or going, from now until forever from now.
To learn more about The Branch and how to get connected, head to brch.org for upcoming events and to listen to past messages. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Branch Pod, and we'll see you next week.